Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castle and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons in this podcast, also Vons at other times. And right now, Vons is wondering what Vons is up to. We all use he/him pronouns.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use she and they pronouns. And Jesse is like, what's that? Oh, a rock is falling from the sky. Cool.
I'm Wealthy. I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor. We're interchangeable. I mean, you know, really, I'm playing myself. The Halfling Wizard, we both use she, her pronouns. And Wealthy has plans and she hopes they work.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic. We both use he, him pronouns. As does the other Grix, who I'm also playing as well.
I'm sorry, there's a different name.
Oh, yeah, excuse me, Steamboat Willie. So Steamboat Willie and Grix and the rest are just about to have a heck of a fight.
Yeah, if you get a chance, you should interview us on our podcast platform Choice. Helps people discover the podcast. It makes us feel good about what we do. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes. Last time. We got out of the city into the desert. We walked to the oasis. We got water and found some food. We walked through the desert for 2 days. A couple of us had trouble with that. Wealthy got help from Tidroa. And then on the second day, everyone saw a bird. It's a rock, and it is attacking.
But it wasn't a rock. Oh, go on. Sorry, B-52s jumped into my head all of a sudden. It was, yeah, it was gross. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It just took me a second.
And then from the sky, a giant bird. Everyone roll initiative.
So you're saying bird is the word.
I quit. Kelly, you're the GM now.
Kelly?
An unexpected twist.
Unexpected, yes. I got a 3.
Very proud of that.
And then Kelly pulls out her GM screen and actually has a proper combat plan.
That's insulting.
No, it's not. It's surprising, but not insulting.
Literally can't imagine that Ian doesn't have combat planned.
I have, in fact, planned this combat. It's all very exciting.
Oh. I got a 2.
6.
7.
Grix, do you have a set?
Oh, yeah.
Steamboat Willie?
Steamboat Willie got a 3.
Wait, which Grix has turned into Water Vapor William?
New Grix.
New Grix.
Or Green Day Grix is Steamboat Willie. Hmm. You'll remember because he's the one that there is a world where Steamboat Willie exists.
Right. Uh-huh. Right, yeah, uh-huh. And uh-huh. We're trading out one form of copyright.
Steamboat Willie is public domain.
Public domain.
Oh, that's but Green Day.
Well, no, we're referencing Green Day. There's a difference.
We're referencing Green Day. We're not
Green
naming
Day didn't
any,
show up.
We're not naming. We're not naming people after Green Day characters.
Right.
Both a reference and could be taken as parody.
Whereas I don't think we could possibly argue that Steamboat Willie, the character, is like, I mean.
That's only because whistling on the podcast would sound real bad.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll just have to add it in post. You can just say whistle in a monotone every time you want it to happen. It'll be great.
I wonder if this is in the weeds, but I wonder if we could find a way to like record a whistle decently on our current mics. If you just like far away.
Honestly, yeah, I would just download one.
Yeah, sure.
I would just find one on the internet for free that somebody's already balanced.
Or
correctly.
I'd be happy to cut the audio for whatever whistle you wanted out of the the original show. If you
well, that's
that
true. We could.
Sound. Yeah.
We are allowed to do that now.
Mm-hmm. Can expand my repertoire beyond cutting up His Girl Friday to various bits and pieces. Anyway, there is a giant bird. It's attacking. There is a bunch of people here, some of whom look more threatening than others. So it's going to put its little bird brain to use and see if it can figure out who looks threatening.
or delicious.
You help if I stopped rolling this into various crevices on this desk. It's not great at it, so it's just going to be a random chance for everyone who is not named Grix or Steamboat Willie.
Uh-huh.
Two lowest priority combat targets.
Oh, Frymeath, it was good knowing you.
No. I cannot lose Frymeath.
He looks like a giant vole. Birds of prey love voles.
Why does he look like a vole?
I don't know.
You know, so you couldn't hear me just cock my head to the side as soon as you said that. Being like, what?
I think I also did that. Yeah.
Oh, rocks gotta eat. It's the desert. I mean, anything that's like managing to survive in the desert, I'm sure the vole rock finds delicious.
Sure, but why specifically a vole? My you know what? This is.
It attacks. It hits. It hits. No. And in nat 20s. So.
No.
Damn it.
All right. So.
Oh my fucking God.
Well, Vons now has context for why to be afraid of this thing.
Yeah. So this bird that is large enough to, you know, punt around an elephant, according to certain illustrations, dives down, as hawks and birds of prey are prone to do, and goes talons first. There's that. And then, just when you thought it was safe, and Frymeath is staggering back, it goes and just chomps down on him with its beak.
Bad.
Which is doubled because it was a crit. So.
Are you for real?
Yeah, I said 20 for that.
God!
Thought that was modified. Okay. Damn, it got real quiet.
We're waiting to see if Ian killed Frymeath.
I know.
Yeah. Let me roll some stuff. Good time.
Jesus Christ. What it sounds like when Ian emotionally compromises multiple people at the beginning of an episode.
Shouldn't have told me to kill somebody. It's always
when false. Did I ever say you to kill Whit someone?
You're like, Gravitas is dead. Whit was like, you better kill somebody again, I guess.
Oh, I don't remember that. Doesn't sound like
I
me.
I do, actually.
It's on the latest episode. Believe
it. It doesn't sound like me.
It doesn't sound like you to taunt the GM.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Frymeath is technically alive.
Technically.
I hate that.
He managed to start, when it started chomping down on him, he got that shield.
Okay, good.
In its beak. Okay, and kind good. Of wrenched himself out. He's lost the shield, incidentally.
No.
He got his arm out of there before the rock just crushed it in its beak as it started flying up. But yeah, Frymeath is down to almost, but not quite zero. Yeah.
No.
I'm going to yell at him, run away!
As this thing starts taking off into the air, it's his turn. You don't need to tell him twice. He looks around to see if he can find anywhere in this desert to take cover that is not digging under the sand.
I would be very happy for him to just dig under the sand if that's what it takes.
He seems to lock onto something and starts booking it and sprints. So he is away from the group now. And very bloody. Vons.
Uh-huh.
There's a rock who's currently flying away from the group. And I'm going to say didn't get too far in the snapshot of time we're dealing with.
Well, as far as I can tell, Vons currently lacks ranged attacks. So...
Yeah. So, what would you like to do?
Prepare sword and just keep it pointed at the bird.
Okay, so just prep for the next time it dives in?
Pretty much.
All right.
Can you clarify one thing, Ian, if that's allowed? Is this a shadow rock?
Yes, sorry. I meant to make it clear last time. It's definitely a corrupted creature.
Okay.
So yeah, when it dove down, you're like, nope, that we weren't just lucky. That wasn't just silhouetting. That is a corrupted creature.
Can't think of anything else to appear less delicious. Kind of stuck. Yep, just going to point sword.
The rock is currently about 15 feet away from the group horizontally and 10 feet up in the air. It's just pulling out of its dive. I did not do the geometry for this. I'm sure no one might. Hopefully. So, Grix.
Yeah.
Grix.
Grix is going to attempt to meet the rock on its own terms and will summon a dragon.
All right. Can you hop on?
Yep. Anyone else want on?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do that.
Jesse's good.
Okay. So Vons would have gone before Grix, so we can just say Vons gets on the dragon.
Actually, no, I'm not. I'm gonna stay down on the ground.
Harper will go with you.
Okay.
Are you planning on, because you're planning on basically just taking the melee characters with you, right, was the idea? Or is it just whoever wants to go?
Whoever wants to go. Okay. I kind of figure that, like, when you get to the scale of a four-seat dragon and a rock that eats elephants, like, melee and ranged are kind of abstract terms.
If you can get close enough to the flying thing, yes.
Dogfight.
Yeah. Harper will stay down here, actually. I think she...
Okay.
He knows the terrain, and if you guys need to start running, she's probably one of the best people to point you in the right direction.
Okay, so I've just got Bonds then.
Yeah, does Steamboat Willie want to go?
He has a sword. No, he doesn't have anything ranged at all, so he'll stay down and, like, try to act as a shield for, like, Wealthy. Because the rock's gonna ignore him and go for Wealthy, potentially, so
yeah. He'll
get in between and poke it. So,
okay.
No, he's going to stay down. So, yeah. I guess it's just Grix and Vons then.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least for now. You can always swoop down and pick more people up.
Yeah.
All right. Harper goes. Harper rocks it old school and pulls out a fucking sling. The ball bearings are a little more contemporary. He hits. And he hits it, like, right in the fucking eye or something.
Wonderful.
Does max damage with a sling, which, granted, is not a lot of damage, but still.
Yeah.
You see that she's hearing after Frymeath trying to figure out where the fuck he thought was such a good idea to go. Steamboat Willie, you're up.
All right. Steamboat Willie. Yeah, like I said, I'll get in between Wealthy and the rock and waggle the sword at it if it comes near.
Okay.
You know, we gave you a real sword.
Yeah. I'm still going to waggle it.
Like, okay. I thought you were...
But it's not being waddled. It's an important...
You're waggling it, not wobbling it. Okay. I got you.
The sword is stiff and, you know, effective, but my use of it, meh, we'll see.
Jesse trained you.
Yeah.
So you're prepping an attack as well, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Wealthy, you're up.
I am going to cast Rope Trick.
Okay.
And, which will allow, because the rock can't see it, it will allow anybody who needs to get up inside it and hide and not be attacked by the rock.
Yeah.
Man, solid. I wish Frymeath that he knew that 30 feet ago.
Yeah, I wish I'd gotten a higher score on. But I'm going to cast Rope Trick, and it's ready and there. I've also got Magic Missile and Fireball, so I'm ready to take care of some. I'm ready to protect the area around the Rope Trick so that people can get back to me.
Okay, the rope goes up into nothing. So one rope climb away.
Do you want to scream at him to tell him that there's a rope trick?
Yeah, I will announce to everybody, hey, thank you. I will announce to everybody, hey, there's a rope trick over here. You guys can get up and can climb the rope and be invisible from the rock. We can pull the rope up. It can't see us. It can't see the magic. One hopes.
It's good you provide an explanation, because I was imagining the parallel universe characters just being like,
What the hell?
What is she doing with a lasso to tie like this? Like, what's her plan? I'll dazzle it with my rodeo talents. All right, Jesse, you're up.
Jesse draws her longbow and shoots.
All right, roll your attack roll as you shoot at the feathery, corrupted overlayer butt of this animal.
I rolled a 13 plus 9 plus 2 because it's a shadow, so that's 24 total. 24 total.
That hits.
Great. And 8 plus 1. That is 8 total. 8 points total.
All right. You go and you shoot an arrow right into this thing's, like, rear of its thigh. And you see it sink in pretty damn deep because you rolled extremely well.
Mm-hmm. The nice thing about shooting shadow corrupted things is that once you kill them and they're dead, everything goes away and you can recollect all of your bolts.
Yeah. Once the sun comes back out.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you know, I don't think Jesse thought about that. The fact that the sun doesn't come out up here.
You guys better get one of those, get a UV lamp and just slowly go over it, like with a hairdryer, and maybe eventually it'll go away. All right. But it's a new round. So everyone roll initiative again.
6.
9.
5.
3, Grix. 8, Steamboat Willie.
All right. Vons, roll a dexterity check for me. This is just to determine whether you or the rock go first, because you rolled the same thing.
Oh. So a dex check would be plus levels. That's 17. Yeah, 17.
Okay. It beat you, so it goes first.
Oh, but is its dexterity a prime?
Actually, yes, at least when it comes to saves. Monsters are run slightly differently in CNC than player characters.
Ah.
It's theoretically simplified. Actually is. It's just very weird to get used to after coming from other games where monsters have, you know, full stat blocks and behave exactly like other characters. All right. So it stays low this time and wheels around, kicking up a bunch of sand as, you know, one of its wingtips almost drags against the, you know, the top of the dune it's wheeling past. And it goes, and people who are still on the ground, roll a wisdom check. Or actually, just everyone roll a wisdom check.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh,
28.
14. Grix failed for sure with a 9. And Willie got a 21.
Okay. And Vaughn.
14.
All right. Well, Jesse and Steamboat Willie, you have good eyes. So this thing has wheeled around about, you know, 30 feet away from you, basically as soon as it could, so we could get back and attack again this round. But you two notice that the way the sand is kicked up, something's off. Basically, it wheels around. It starts coming back to you, but you guys get a glance and see that there's basically two swirling columns of sand. Think like dust devils that are still there. And in an unnatural fashion that appear to be kicking up a lot of sand around them. But all right. So now the rock comes in to attack. Its previous prey has a runoff. And Jesse shot it. So it's going to go after Jesse. Okay, that's a hit. That succeeds. And that's a hit. Jesse.
Uh-huh.
A couple of interesting things happen to you.
Great. Okay.
You are hit by the talons of its right foot for 10 damage.
Ugh. Okay.
The left foot then closes around you.
Oh, no!
And grabs you. And as it starts taking off into the air, it holds you up and gives you a quick nip with its beak.
Don't make it sound like affection.
I'm going to say that because it's flying, that was a little tricky for it, so it's going to be reduced damage for 6 more damage.
Cool, great.
All right, Bonds.
Uh-huh.
You're up. Jesse is being taken into the sky.
Well, Bonds is riding on an imaginary dragon. What sort of relationship do I have to the rock at this moment?
I don't know, Grix, how close are you trying to get to this rock?
Well, since it's the two of us, not terribly close, because the two of us could do range stuff. So, trying to get some aerial advantage over it and, like, distract it.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So you're probably, like, 20 feet away from the rock?
Yeah.
Okay. You're 20 feet away from the rock.
Sounds great.
Guess I'm, riding a dragon until it's closer to the rock, at least.
You can't do stuff at 20 feet?
Nope, no range to stuff.
Remember, this is Green Day Vons, a.k.a.
Yep.
That said, if...
A.k.a. Gatsby.
Yeah, which means that I would actually go closer because...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, right. We don't gotta. I mean, I...
No, we would.
You are in range of the rock.
Yeah.
In what kind of range of the rock? How close?
How fast does your dragon move?
40.
You're in melee range. It is faster than you, but it was starting to pull up. So I'll say that you kind of got up and over and you've intersected it this round. So you're close enough. You can hit it with your sword.
Well,
or try to grab a cool feather. You know, life is full of choices.
Well, we'll think about that feather later. I don't think that this Vons is entirely aware of how gross these shadow creatures are. So, yeah, we're going to try to take a swipe with the sword.
OK, see how your goes. Attack roll, please.
That is a D20. Plus what? The 2, I think, is his base to hit. Where is it? Oh, plus 1 is his base to hit.
Yeah, I think you guys basically don't have combat training yet, so you have the plus 1 with your sword and like plus 0 with everything else. As you get better at you know, a certain level, I'm just going to lock you back into the base to hit progress for the classes I'm building for you. So.
Oh, it says the katana gives plus 2.
Okay, so I think you're at plus 1 base to hit, and then you have another plus 1 with the katana because you were trained. So,
oh, I see. That makes sense. That either way, that puts him at 13, which I don't think is going to be.
It does not. It's you're riding a dragon. You're not really used to that as a thing. So you're having trouble like grabbing onto the side of the thing with your thighs and reaching over and hitting something with a sword because you weren't in the Society for Creative Anachronism. You don't know this shit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's going after this rock as if he were some hoodlum taking a swing at a mailbox with a baseball bat out the window of a car.
That is exactly the like vibe that I was getting from him in this moment.
I love it. And yeah, sadly, this rock is a master of mailbox defensive techniques. And so stays out of the way. All right. Steamboat Willie.
Well, the rock's pulling up. I really don't have anything to do.
Well, you had readied to attack it when it
That's true. The question dove. Is how close did it was get to Steamboat Willie?
Yeah,
I'll say it got close enough. So yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Please roll your attack from previous.
Certainly. Happy to do so. Hey, that's pretty good. 22.
Okay, that hits.
Woohoo! 4 damage.
You get in a good hit with your sword, dragging it along its side as it picks up Jesse. You know you struck true. You felt that good resistance. So yeah, now it's your turn again. Are you just going to prep another attack for when it gets close?
Yeah.
Or?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's really all I can do.
All right, it's Frymeath's turn. Frymeath keeps running. Jesse and Steamboat Willie, I'm going to carry over your success from that previous wisdom check.
Okay.
Frymeath appears to disappear into the side of a dune.
Yeah.
You know, you're at a weird angle, but dunes, you know, don't usually have a lot to disappear into the side of, so. Anyway, it's probably fine. Jesse, you're up. You see this as you're dangling sideways in the air.
Can you tell me, am I grappled?
You are grappled.
So I can't do anything except try to get out of the grapple.
Unless you had a small dagger in hand. Which
I
you
did
had
not
above.
Already have a small dagger in hand.
If you want to really push it, you could say you had the arrow in one hand, and it might let you try to use it as an improvised weapon. But
I want to... How far up am I?
20 feet.
Oh, I don't like that. Oh, it's a surviving that fall. No, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to try to get out.
Okay.
Please, once again, for the podcast, remind us how grapple works.
I'm reviewing it, in fact, right now. Okay, so.
I don't think we've ever not had to review how grapple works.
Yeah, I know why it's not an opposed strength check. It's still weird to me that it's not an opposed strength check. Like, I get numerically why it's done this way. But all right. So, basically, as part of trying to get out, you're making your own grappling attack against the other creature. This is done by rolling a d20, adding your strength modifier, and adding your bonus to hit, or base to hit. So, you're treating it just like a melee attack.
So, it's a d20 plus my base to hit plus strength?
Yes.
Okay. That's a 27. I rolled an 18 plus my base to hit is 8 plus 1 for my strength.
And I get to interpret one of my least favorite sentences in this game, which is the AC is modified. The AC you're trying to hit with your grapple attack is modified by the strength, the dexterity, and the size difference between the two opponents. Does that mean their modifier? Does that mean their whole ass score?
It's the modifier. Matter? It's the modifier.
Did they give modifiers to monsters? No, unless you count their hit die.
Oh, there's no strength score for the monster?
You roll plus their hit die for a lot of stuff, and that would make sense here, but this is where that scaling thing I mentioned gets weird. So, let's see. I'm going to split the difference. Jesse, you don't quite break out.
Okay.
Let me check the monster thing, because this is bothering me now. 27 is really fucking high, but also this creature has a strength as a prime, so it's very hard to break out of its grapple. Okay, I'm going to do the splitting the difference thing I did. What I'm going to say is that if anyone wants to attack this thing and does so successfully this round, it'll give you a bonus to next round's attempt to get out of the grapple.
Okay. I mean, that's it. That's all I can do, so.
You struggle valiantly, and it does not quite work out. All right. Wealthy.
How close is the monster to me?
35 feet away from you.
All right, I am going to...
Up and diagonal. So it's 20 feet up and like whatever horizontal, not over, would make sense.
I'm going to aim in such a way that Okay, so I'm going to use Fireball on it, and I'm going to aim in such a way as to make sure that Jesse and wherever the dragon is, I don't want to hit Jesse or the dragon or I'm assuming Grix, Steamboat Willie is doing okay with me. I'm going to shoot Fireball at it. I got to remember what a Fireball
is. Make an intelligence check to place your Fireball correctly, because there's a lot of moving parts.
Okay. Come on. Come on, baby. Come on. Don't fail me. Yes! It's a 19 plus 9 is 28 plus 2 is 30.
I guess that's high enough. All right. Your Fireball hits without toasting anyone else.
Okay, good. So that is 11 plus 6 is 17 plus 5 is 22 plus 6 is 28 plus another 6 is 34, 35, 39.
Okay, it rolls to save. It succeeds. So you said 39?
Yeah, 39.
Okay, so yeah, that would be a 19.5, round down. Takes 19 damage. It looks toasty.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I make a move?
Yes, you can still move.
I would like to slide under the rope prick. I should be able to see through the rope prick.
Yep. There's just a rope in the air that dead ends into nothing right now. So
Yeah,
you're under the rope prick.
Okay.
For when you want to climb up, I assume.
I assume. But I don't want to be too close because I want people to be able to get to it.
You don't hug the ladder or the rope and then cover it in spikes. So you're fine.
Is it on fire?
Let's see. It ignites combustibles, but shadow creatures are not known particularly for catching on fire any better than like humans do. So it does not burst into flame.
I don't know. I just thought feathers maybe.
Yeah. I feel like the corruption layer helps a lot. This was a normal rock probably. Yeah.
Rocks aren't flammable. You can't fool me.
Grix, you're up.
You don't think coal is flammable?
Prove me wrong. Grix is going to charge the thing, and I'm still in close combat range, right?
Yeah, we'll say that because Vons was, you are too.
I'm still within 15 feet, right?
Definitely.
Awesome. Slappy arms time.
All right, you cast slappy arms. And it tries to save.
Yes.
Can you make the dragon you're riding cast slappy arms?
I mean, it's dragon.
It saves against both, unfortunately.
Biscuit.
You see it turn its head towards you and your shadowy tentacles pass through it. Because it's not half, right? It's just safer. Nothing happened.
Right, yeah, it's safer.
Okay.
Yeah. I figured it's more like jousting. Like if you had a evil octopus jousting.
Like you do.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a sentence
you
that sure...
kind of shoot your tentacles forward as you go by.
That sure had a reason to exist before this exact moment.
Mm-hmm. Of course. All right, Harper, I think yells to Frymeath, where the fuck did you go? As she slings another ball bearing at it and rolls max damage again for some fucking reason. All right. And then last but not least, those creatures or those whirling clouds of dust make their way over to all of you. And you are now in your own mini sandstorm. But they just travel to you. They don't do anything else this turn. All right. New round.
That's a 4 for Jesse.
That is a 10 for...
Grix got a 9. Vaughn's got a 9.
Excuse you?
Well, you know.
Grix got a 7.
Now I bet you wish Grix did get a 9.
Yeah, probably. Steamboat Willie got a 2.
All right. Wealthy, you're up.
I'm going to magic missile the son of a bitch.
It teleports 500 feet away. That's great. No, you do magic missile.
All right. That is 1, 3, 5, 9. 13.
Okay. You magic missile it.
How's it doing?
I mean, it could be better, could be worse.
It's got an insane number of points, doesn't it?
It's hard to tell with Shadow Corrupted also.
Yeah.
It's not like they visibly...
It's wisping furiously.
Yes. And yeah, I don't know why a giant animal the size of a small jet would have a lot of HP.
Well, that's true.
Don't you just gotta find the pin feathers and take those out and it'll just crash, can't fly.
It's a bird either way. You do anything, it's near death.
I just don't think that's how these work, but
hey, remember how the Shadow Crafted makes things exceptionally durable? Also, I'm pretty sure its bones aren't hollow, at least not in the way that if you, you know, baff a bird the wrong way, it dies, like, kind of level. But you can test that theory. Vons, you're up.
Well, are we still in range? Melee?
Because it hasn't gone yet, and due to the vagaries of the way movement works in round-based games, yes.
Ah, so Vons is basically taking a second slash at him. And that looks like... I add a 2 to an 18, right? So 20?
You hit.
Okay. And then what happened?
Damage?
It's a sword. Sorry, I didn't actually expect to get this far.
It's a d6, because it's a long sword, I think. D8?
D8.
1d8. D8, yeah.
A few more rounds like this, and we might make a dent. 1!
You make a statistically significant dent, but it was not 0. You hit, but it's starting to pull away from you, and so you kind of have to overextend. You're only able to scrape like the tip across its side.
Uh-huh.
Grix, you're up.
Yeah, slappy arms.
Okay. Roll saves again.
Mm-hmm.
It fails one of them. So
yay, 6 damage.
Yeah, so you, Bonds is poking it. It's been fireballed, then magic missiled in rapid succession. Its concentration seems to waver for a second. One of your tentacles bashes into it, and then you can tell it refocuses on you and the threat you pose, and the second passes through. Uh-huh. All right. It's its turn. The rock goes straight up.
No.
And I think I said it was 20 feet in the air.
Like a rocket?
Yeah. It rockets up into the sky, and fly doesn't differentiate based on direction. So, Jesse, you are 100 feet in the air.
Uh-oh.
It's your turn.
It's fine. I'll catch you.
Just don't Gwen Stacy this shit.
I yell, catch me. And I try to get out of the grapple again.
All right. Okay. It's been beat up a lot. Add 2d6 to your grapple attack. Because a bunch of people hit it.
And grapple is once again... I roll
D20 plus strength.
I roll a D20 plus strength plus my... Oh, that doesn't work. So I think I'm... It really doesn't work. It's a 2. I rolled a 2. That certainly doesn't beat anything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, like, I don't see any possible way I can escape with a 2.
What's your base hit bonus?
8. I mean, it's 11 total. It's 11 total.
Yeah, and then you add your 2d6 and... Yep. Not enough.
It was a 20. It's a 22 with the 2d6 added.
Yeah, not quite high enough, and less than last time. So yeah. So Jesse, you're stuck. Harper has gone to run after Frymeath because sling don't shoot 100 feet in the air.
Yeah.
Very well. And Steamboat Willie, you're up.
All right. It's gone now. What's up with Frymeath?
Frymeath went over to kind of the next dune over and then just like disappeared.
Okay, I'm gonna go check on Frymeath.
Okay.
And make sure he's not bleeding out.
You and Harper start chugging.
Yeah.
You will be within view of him at the start of your next round.
Sure.
Eventually. And Frymeath keeps doing whatever he's doing. Bleeding or whatever.
Building a sandcastle.
That's right. Just chilling out. Kicked his shoes off, brought a beach read. Really into werewolf romances, turns out. All right. It's a new round, a new initiative.
Really? That is unexpected.
I just happened to remember the fact that one of the titles in that genre is How to Run with a Naked Werewolf, because I saw it a million years ago, and then it came upon Wait, Don't Tell Me last week. Propelling it back to the front of my consciousness.
Sure.
So he's reading that. Definitely. For sure. Somehow avoiding being damaged by being in a lake. Okay. Vons.
3.
Jesse.
5.
Grix.
Loading. 7.
Steamboat Willie.
4.
Wealthy.
1.
Wow, no one overlapped. All right, I should roll for those other guys.
Maybe.
They overlapped, but they got the end. Okay, it's the Rock's turn. Rock gets to make some decisions.
Oh boy, decisions.
Yeah. No, go into better acting. Don't go into the Fast and Furious franchise. You're a better actor than that. They just want you for cheap one-liners.
I watched my first Jason Statham movie the other day.
First?
First?
Yeah, first. I am not impressed.
Which one?
First?
The Beekeeper?
I've never even heard of that one, so I...
No, Kelly.
Watch The Transporter.
Watch The Transporter. Or fucking...
He strips down and fights a bunch of guys covered in oil.
Very okay. deliberately. That whole
very deliberately.
That fight scene also rules because there's that oil fight all scene over the rules.
Yeah. All right, maybe I'll try one more state. I was not impressed.
Let's state them, Jason.
What about the one where he like has to keep his heart rate up?
Crank.
You know, I didn't care for that one personally.
What about Snatch?
Snatch is great.
Snatch yeah. is great.
Fucking do snatch and Transporter. Those are probably my two favorites of his.
The Beekeeper. Okay. What the fuck is the Beekeeper?
It's a new one. It's on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, well, let's go ahead.
And go for his earlier stuff.
Like, I am not impressed.
Well, that looks really interesting, actually. But it also, like, go for the stuff that made him.
Yeah.
Go for the stuff that made him.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's not going to turn out to be an asshole like Steven Seagal.
What? I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay. Because I enjoyed Steven Seagal at the beginning, and then he turned into an asshole. And like,
he's not an insane asshole in like an extremely public forum in the way that Seagal is.
I don't think he has bad takes. Not that I've heard of.
I've never heard any opinion that he has on any subject. So he could be anything. He's a black box, and that's fine.
That is the best way to be.
He may have voted for Brexit. We're never going to know.
Yeah, we'll never know.
So, Jesse.
Yeah?
The Rock has a snack on you with its beak and hits.
Yeah, of course it does.
I roll absolute ass. You take 9 damage. And it goes up a little bit higher. And then goes into a steep, steep dive back towards the ground. It is going to end up, it's going to have moved over. It's about 40 feet. Yeah, it's about 40 feet above the ground at the end of its dive this turn. And it's headed straight towards, you know, it's going back towards that group. But that group is currently made of Steamboat Willie and Wealthy. So, cool. Grix, you're up. You can move the dragon to get within melee range again because it's diving back down.
Yeah, well, Jesse yelled that someone should catch her. So what I'm going to do is get below the dragon and like try to stay with it so that I can snatch her if she falls.
Okay, it is diving almost vertically. Make a dexterity check to guide your dragon, or actually I guess it's an illusion. Intelligence.
That's pretty good. Math is hard though. 25.
Yeah, you manage to go over there and start pulling into a dive kind of alongside it. Like, it's faster than you, but you manage the timing, so you're going to be under Jesse for as long as you can, given the angle it's at, without crating yourself into the ground, presumably. All right. So all that maneuvering is probably your turn because it's a fancy maneuver. Yeah, that makes sense to you.
Well, then I'm also just going to hold until she falls.
Okay, gotcha. So
yeah,
dive into position and hold to potentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
The best I can. Yep.
Frymeath yells out at everyone that he found shelter.
Oh, great.
It's big enough for all of you to hide in.
I throw my hands up in the air. I cast Rope Trick.
Yeah.
And there was...
If only everyone was in basically two parties at this point. I guess he should be more clear. He found a cave, and he doesn't know where it goes. Okay. So.
Rocks and caves.
I'm so excited for that.
So basically, the Rope Trick is extremely safe, but stationary. The cave theoretically goes somewhere else.
All right.
So... No, this is an argument for either way, because you got injured people. And going into unknown tunnels has gone so well for the party in the past. You got choices. He's just yelling it out. Jesse, you're 40 feet above the ground.
Uh-huh. And I can see the dragon below me.
Yes.
I'm gonna try again to get out. Like, if there's just, I mean...
Okay.
I don't really have another thing to do.
All right. Roll your... grapple attack thing.
Okay. Do I still get the D6s or no?
No, because it hasn't been attacked again. Or, no, wait, Grix hit it. Yeah, you get one D6.
Okay. I rolled a 15 plus 8 is 23 plus 1 for my strength is 24 plus 2 is 26.
You can feel its grip giving out when you flex a certain way. You're starting to figure this out, but you don't manage to escape.
Damn it.
All right. Steamboat Willie.
Yeah.
I believe you are running after Harper and with Frymeath.
Yes. Yes. Do I find this cave?
You do. You see it as you run up to it. You got a guy you got to squint. It's not super sunny out here, but compared to lots of other places, it is. Although you're probably more adjusted to that than a Rick's Prime is for being outside and dealing with dark vision and such. But
also, it's cloudy.
Yeah. You see that Primeath has indeed found a cave. And as you run up, you see that the cave is very straight, goes straight back.
Like a mine? Like a man-made?
Yeah, that would be your guess, as it seems almost man-made. And you see that what Frymeath was doing was, it looks like he was pulling rubble out of the way. Make an intelligence check.
Intelligence. Hey, that's real good. 28.
So you glance down at some of the rubble as you run up, and some of it looks like big sheets of metal that were, you know, torn asunder, but metal like you haven't really seen while you've been partying over in this world.
Sure.
Is that what we're called? Is that how we're putting it?
I don't know.
It's like a spring break.
Yeah.
It's like a really fucked up spring break.
Yeah. So, yeah, you see that, and you see that there is now a way, what looks like it goes into this dune, but also is probably starts sloping down very sharply. All right. Would you like to do anything else? I guess you still have an action left. Looking isn't too hard.
I'm going to go up and check Primeath.
My man is bleeding a lot. Like, he seems stable and ambulatory, but it's the kind of thing where you can see that, you know, if he moves the wrong way, like the stuff that is even starting to clot a little bit's going to tear open again. Like, he's.
I apply tourniquets.
He probably doesn't need tourniquets, but he doesn't. Well, at least not the cut-off.
I apply tourniquets everywhere.
Oh, good. You strangle him to death.
16 tourniquets, 2 to the neck.
So you want to do medical aid?
Yes.
Okay. Intelligence again, I guess. It would be intelligence or wisdom, and especially where you're from, intelligence would make sense.
11.
Okay. Basically, this that means that you start looking over, it's just not going to be as fast.
I put a piece of cloth on him, it falls off.
Yeah.
I pick it back up, blow the sand off, put it back on.
He kind of gently removes it after you do that. I appreciate the effort.
Shh, you're in shock. Yeah, shh, you're in shock.
Oh boy. Bonds.
Uh-huh. We're not in striking range at this point.
Yeah.
So
technically,
it's going to be a little bit of a reach. But basically, I'm going to have you make a dexterity check. You kind of make sure your sword gets around the Jesse you are trying to stay parked under.
Oh, right, right.
Failure will not automatically mean stabbing Jesse.
Well, yeah. I bet he thinks he can make it.
You're not the version that Jesse said not to, like, throw things at her head in combat.
Uh-huh.
So, do whatever you gotta do.
I'm sure he's gonna be dexterous enough. Let's see. Oh, for a second there, I thought I got lucky and rolled a 91.
wrong game.
What a roll.
Also, that'd be real bad in Mothership.
It would be real bad in Mothership. I mean, either roll really. 16 plus... wait, no, that was a D100. No, 16 would be amazing in Mothership. So for Dex, we're adding the level to the 16. That's 24... No, 22 plus 1 Dex. So, yeah. Ha.
Okay, that hits.
Neat.
Or wait, sorry, that was your Dex check. You still need to roll your 2 hit.
Yeah, that gets around her. So the 2 hit is... going to be much worse. That may not have been enough roll for to hit. 18. That's reasonable. Plus 2 is 20. So
you hit.
He hits. That's hit before. And then a d8 for damage. 3.
Is it you not get any modifiers?
No.
Okay.
All right. You shank it good as you guys kind of pull underneath it and it slowly dives past you. You try to match speed. It's Harper's turn. Harper turns to Frymeath and Steamboat Willie and says, we don't go in these.
Yeah, because if there's still water at the bottom, gas can get trapped in it. And, you know, it depletes the oxygen levels versus the CO2 levels.
That is not the kind of danger I mean.
Oh.
These places seem safe until they are very suddenly not. Granted, we're all very close to being eaten by a giant rock, so just gone on that rope trick. Wealthy, you're up.
How close is it to me?
It's coming right at you.
All right, well, I'm going to do what I do best. I'm going to magic missile that son of a bitch.
All right. You roll the one thing that the sandstorm that has formed up around you from these two whirling creatures doesn't affect.
Yay!
Because fuck magic missile.
Because fuck magic missile. All right, that is three.
No, don't do that.
Seven.
And you've had it prepped in two slots.
10. Yes, I had it prepped in two spots. 3, 7, 10, 11, 14.
Jesse, you feel this thing's flight get unsteady for a second, although it steadies itself back out.
Of course.
You're hurting it. It's just a beefy boy.
Yeah.
Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
Those two whirling creatures come at you.
Uh-huh. I'm sure that won't that'll be fine.
Yep. And there's sand being kicked in your face, and then suddenly there's small rocks and debris, and it's real bad. And unless I roll shit. Nope, that one hits. You shield yourself one way, and then a rock comes and hits you across the face from the other direction for 8 damage.
All right. Can I yell at Sidroa? Can you help me here?
You feel a goopy covering go over your entire body.
Oh, good.
It's unpleasantly cold.
That's...
Or refreshingly, but... depending on who you are.
I mean, it's the desert.
That's true. This feels great. You should be covered in legally distinct symbiotic creature any chance you get.
And I took 8 damage?
Yes. Got cocked right in the temple with a rock. As in a stone. Not as in a giant bird. All right. And it's a new round.
Ooh, 3.
Okay.
2, 6.
I think this is what I got last round. 3 for Grix and 7 for Steamboat.
Steamboat Willie, you go first.
All right. Steamboat Willie is gonna say to Frymeath, there's another place to hide over here that's not potentially full of critters. We should go back to that place to hide. I'll help you.
Okay. So you start moving. Whenever Frymeath starts moving, you'll move with him, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay.
It'll be awkward. Instead of putting his arm around my shoulder, he'll use me like a cane.
Honestly, just having you as like cover is probably
sure
worth it on its own.
Well, Harper's there too, Harper.
Yeah. So you all will move as a group.
Yeah.
Or I guess I'll just check off their turns and all of them will move. They'll both move with you.
That's a lot of pressure on me. Fine.
Yeah, it is. So leave your speed 20.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's going to take you two rounds to get to the base of the rope trick, basically. And then you'll climb up the round after. So you make it one of those rounds.
Okay.
The rock goes. Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
Everyone else ran away from you. For various pretty good reasons. So you are the only standing target. It goes after you with its beak.
Flatten yourself against the ground like you do in a thunderstorm.
Wealthy, what's your AC?
My AC is 14.
It hits you.
Oh.
How much HP do you have, Wealthy?
I am currently at 15, but I do have Sidroa all over me.
You do. You take 17 points of damage from its beak.
Oh my god.
Fucking god damn it.
That's a lot.
Sidroa gives you an additional 5 HP, so you're down to 3.
Okay.
As Sidroa blunts the blow for you.
I kind of go, oof.
And then it grabs you with its free talon.
Oh, for God's sake.
And starts going up. Wealthy, it's your turn.
Okay, am I grappled?
I mean, it grabbed you, so...
You are grappled. You cannot move your hands to do any spell that has a somatic component.
Can I reach my bag?
No. At least not enough to get into it, pull something specific out, and then do something with that thing. Grapple usually states you have to have a small weapon in hand already when you get grabbed to be able to use something to attack.
Okay, then I'm going to ask Sidroa if there's anything we can do. Sidroa?
I can make you slippery.
Okay, I can probably work with that.
So that'll give you a bonus to your rolls to try to escape.
All right, I'm going to try to escape.
Okay, you're rolling your d20, any strength bonus you have. And your base to hit bonus. The draw will add a d6 for you.
What's my base to hit?
You're a wizard, so what's Grix's?
2.
Okay, it's 2. Okay. Because so wizards and illusionists progress the same, I think.
That is 22.
You wriggle valiantly. You slip valiantly. It's not enough.
Oh, no.
Whoa. That's not enough? Wow.
Remember how Jesse rolled a 27 and it wasn't enough?
Okay.
Vons.
Well.
Actually, you and Grix are going at the same time. And because it's pulling out of a dive, you can get over to it this round. If it flies up next round, you won't be able to reach it. But for now, you can't get the dragon closer, assuming that's what you want to do.
Yeah, let's try that.
All right, the dragon scoots. Grix, you had to break off being directly underneath them, at least momentarily, because there was a ground. You can be back underneath them again for now, though.
Ground's fun.
You cut across the valley it carves with its path of motion. All right. Yeah, so you're close enough to hit it.
Okay.
You have to not hit Wealthy or Jesse, but you're close enough to hit it.
So dex roll first?
Roll your two hit first, because that'll determine if we need the dex roll.
Okay. Well, just got a 9 on the die, so I don't think that's going to hit.
No. This thing's moving fast and kind of unpredictably. There's two people to maneuver around. You're still pretty new with this sword, and this wasn't exactly covered in training camp. Like, you basically don't have any leverage with your arm to get any sort of swipe in, you know, any sort of slashing motion, or, you know, a good stab. And so you just can't manage a hit this round. Uh-huh. All right, Grix.
All right. So it's holding Jesse in one and...
and Wealthy in the other.
Okay. I don't have... Color spray? It's got so many hit dice.
I wonder what happens if you stun a flying creature.
It falls?
That'd make sense.
Didn't we do that with the one that grabbed Wealthy before? Didn't I stun it and it crashed?
The other, at least, rock thing you fought, I thought the reason that it crashed was because...
oh, the glue.
Yeah, basically someone like glued it to something kind of in midair. It was very weird. That's right, didn't you glue it to the rod or something? You had something that like floated in place? Or did I make that up? Whatever.
I think that
what happened with the previous rock was Vaughn's sandwich shootered the glue like up into its armpit.
Oh no. No. He got grabbed first and did that midair.
I remember what it was, is that you cast Featherfall while it was in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And so it used you as a rotation point when it was suddenly falling. But so you can try to do color spray if you like.
Sure. I really don't have a lot here, so I'm just sticking with it to grab anyone who falls, and I'll try color spray.
Color spray is a save, right?
Yes.
Wisdom.
And we'll pull it up, because I don't remember what...
Wisdom negates.
Yeah.
All right.
I presume it has more hit dice than me.
Yes, it does.
Rude.
And it's just raw hit die number. It's not comparative.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then, fair enough.
5 hit die or greater are stunned for one round.
Okay, fair enough.
This may surprise you. It has more than 5 hit dice.
Yeah. I think we've done around 80 damage to it, so.
It succeeds.
Biscuit.
Jesse. Wealthy. I need you both to make wisdom saves.
Okay. That's 29 on a prime. I'm fine.
8 plus 9 is 17.
Not a prime.
On totally not a prime.
Wealthy, you are stunned for one round.
Oh, God.
Oh, actually, the cone's only 5 feet wide. Wait, high or low?
High.
Okay, it did hit Wealthy. Clipped her.
Biscuit.
Because this creature's long, but everything's moving.
I'd be really sad when Wealthy dies.
If Wealthy gets hit, she's gonna just, you know, be stunned for one round. It's not a big deal. It's grappling her anyway.
Jeff?
Oh, no, I meant when the rock kills her.
Yeah.
Jesse, you're up.
Thank you for the confidence.
Yeah, I mean, I love you. I'm going to be very excited to see what you play next. I try again to escape.
Roll your strength check.
Do I get any bonus?
I think you get a d6, because I think Wally hit it with magic missile again. So, in the between times.
Okay. I once again rolled a 15 plus 8 plus 1 plus 3. So that's 27, I think.
And that includes your...
That includes the D6.
You're so close.
I know. I don't have anything.
All right.
I mean, I've been trying so hard.
Yeah, like, you have.
Surely, at some point, I figured out, like, how to, like, move my shoulder or something.
I mean, this could also be the case, like, when you get in a car crash and you're just pinned. Like... This creature is big enough and strong enough, it may be a borderline immovable object, which you're very strong. So very close to shoving that giant boulder, but it is still a giant boulder.
Okay.
All right. That was the end of that round. Except Steamboat Willie.
Yeah.
You see some spinning dust devil-y things heading your way.
Uh-oh.
And getting in between you and the rope trick.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone else is off the ground.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
So you, Frymeath, and Harper are the obvious targets. All right. New initiative. This will probably be the last one round we run. I realize we're getting close to time.
Nope. Just no. Nope. Never.
Well, I mean...
Eventually.
All right. Vons.
3.
Jesse.
6.
Steamboat Willie.
Oh, you mixed up the order. Oh, God.
I did. 3. Grix.
7. The opposite of what they got the last two turns. Apparently, that's all my D10 wants to roll.
And then Wealthy.
What is it? 7.
Grix, Frymeath, and Harper run ahead from you. And both attempt to swing swords at a bunch of air. And I shouldn't have closed my stupid book.
Occupational hazard.
Yeah. My life's very hard. Everyone feels sorry for me.
Oh, I feel so sorry for you.
Thank you. That sounds so sincere.
You're being so brave.
So brave. The bravest.
So brave.
They both hit. Harper gets out a sword. Rolls absolute dog shit. Frymeath rolls significantly better. They take down one of the two dust devil-y creatures.
Wow.
Yeah. It may or may not help that Frymeath is wielding a giant magical sword.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair, I guess. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Not quite a monk who can punch ghosts, but still pretty good. All right, that was their turns. Wealthy, you're stunned.
I'm stunned.
Very exciting for everyone.
Yes, it always is.
If you weren't stunned, you might more clearly register Citroa going, I have an idea.
Oh, God.
Hey, Jesse, it's your turn. Hey, Jesse, you're covered in ooze now.
I'm covered in ooze?
Some of it, and there's a long string of it going back to Wealthy, tying you two together.
I'm like, this is disgusting, and I try to get out of the grapple again.
All right, try to get out of the grapple.
I rolled a 19 this time. Do I get a d6?
You do get a d6 because Citroa is being slippery for you.
Okay. Oh, that's a 6. Okay, good. Okay. So that's 19. This one is 20 plus 8 is 28 plus 6 is 34. Does that get me out of the fucking grapple?
It does.
You fucking asshole.
You slide out of the grapple.
Okay. Awesome. How close to the ground are we? Like, we can't be very far off the ground.
I think I said either 20 or 40. Let's do it for 20, at least for fall damage purposes, because...
Okay.
Yeah, let's say it's 20, because you're going up, but you fall down, and Cedroa is trying to keep you and Wealthy connected. Cedroa may not succeed at this task.
Oh, God. Is Cedroa just going to be, like, the Is Cedroa my feather fall?
A little bit. So, Cedroa manages to try to keep you two together. Try to hopefully pull Wealthy down with you, but you see it get stretched and stretched and stretched, and then it is forced to, you slide right out of its grip, and it, you know, bungees back up to Wealthy.
And I land like a cat on the ground.
You still take some damage.
No, but Cedroa was helping me.
It did. That's how you got to under 20 feet above the air, but you still roll for the 10 to 20 foot category.
You take 13. I called you a fucking asshole.
You take 13 damage.
I take 13 damage.
It's okay.
Okay.
It was a moment of tension and stress.
Okay. I'm down to 12 hit points, which is a lot fewer hit points than I've ever had.
It's the rock's turn.
No.
The rock flies real high into the air and seemingly starting to head off somewhere.
That's not good.
No, I hate that.
Jesse, it's your turn.
I yell, go after her. No. Oh, and I shoot it at it with my longbow again.
All right. Roll your attack roll.
Like, fuck. Wait, how is it my turn again?
You went directly after the rock. Or wait, you're right. You struggled. It was the rock's turn. I'm dumb. I just was reading my notes and was like, oh, yes, that swap symbol.
I don't.
That clearly means everyone goes twice or something. I don't know. I misread my notes. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
I was like looking at my rolls, like my roll history, like that's not, but I went.
Rick, so you're up. The rock is pulling away from you faster than your dragon can travel, but you can still try to get after it.
Can my dragon grab it?
No.
Okay.
I believe your dragon is purely a vehicle. And also, it moved away from you this round, so it would have been out of range. So it's 80 feet away from you.
God, I really don't have anything. How high up are we?
You are currently about 30, 40 feet in the air. Let's say 30.
Damn, it's so weird that there was that giant rock spire that it didn't see right in front of it as I cast Mirage Arcana and make a giant fucking cliff right in front of it. I think that the max volume I can make is like 150 feet.
So you're just shooting a giant spike essentially into the air from
pretty much
where you are in front of its face. All right, yeah. It gets an int save, I assume.
Yeah. And I'm trying to do it immediately in front of it so that it crashes.
Yeah. It flies right through your...
God dang it.
Mirage Arcana doesn't have any bonuses or anything, right?
It just does absolutely bigger
effects.
Not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting question.
Yeah.
Would Wealthy need to make a save to not hit the spire?
Jesus.
I mean...
Wealthy, roll an intelligence check.
That is 29.
You succeed at not smacking up against this wall.
Well...
I have a second question. Sidroa crits and does not get torn off you. God knows what would have happened. All right. All creatures Jesus that would have collided Christ. With the spire succeed at not colliding with the spire. Bond.
Well, he's pretty much just along for a ride right now, isn't he?
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess keeps riding, keeps his sword pointed at the rock as a, you know, maybe it'll double back. Maybe he'll luck out.
All right. Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, still leading Frymuth back.
Okay. There's a dust devil between you, Frymuth Harper, and the
crap.
The rope. They took down one, but not the other.
Can we interact with them? Like, if I attack him with my sword, do I think that's going to do anything?
Harper's sword seemed to hit it. Yeah.
Took it out.
Okay. All right. Then, yeah, Steamboat Willie will lunge forward.
Okay. Roll your attack roll.
16.
You just miss. You try to cut through it, but there's a whole bunch of wind right there, it turns out, and it wrenches your wrist, and you aren't quite able to hit. All right. So with a dust devil battling those three, Jesse, bloodied but alive on the ground, Wealthy, flying away, being shown the world, and Vons and Crix going after as fast as they can on their dragon. That's where we will pick up next time.
Oh my God.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod. On Twitter, @primeattribute. And @primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all our blazed posts. Is that really the term we're using these days? Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by, well, me, that's Adam. This week's editor was Ian. Thanks, Ian. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Wealthy had to get help from Sidroa.
Sidroa says hi.
Holy fuck, what is going on with that thing?
Sidroa rides a sweet bike.
In character. Okay, that hits.
Woohoo! 4 damage.
You succeeded hurting it, and...
I sure rang its bell.
Yes.